Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 12. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Not too much, brother. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Just here doing a thing.
Just doing a thing.
Do your thing.
Doing a thing.
We like doing our thing, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Well, okay, that's it. That's all we got. Okay.
That's it. All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to mini number 12.
Circus is over.
It's a circus.
Circus was in town, and now the circus is out of town.
The clowns are here to talk in the mic.
I don't talk. I'm a mime.
You're a mime.
You've got a mime of your own.
You're a mime, a meme, or whatever.
A mime, a meme.
A gift.
A mime, a meme. So we are, we're back at it for another mini, and I think the listeners, the creepies, will enjoy it. So, Sean, what do we got?
I'm going to struggle because I don't know if I can count this high. It's mini number 12?
Holy. You are correct, sir.
Holy goo. Yes, and we get right into it with the, we're going to talk about the Isle of Wight. And this was, not your white, not W-H, I can't spell here, W-H-I-T-E, it's W-I-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. So this is the English, right?
That's right.
So the Isle of Wight, and this is Todd's idea, and I think it's a great one. So just a little bit of background on, it is an island in England. It is the Isle of Wight is an island off the south coast of England. It's known for its beaches and seafront promenades, such as Sandy Shanklin, I may be saying this wrong, Shanklin Beach.
Sorry, England.
I'm sorry. Yeah, England.
I'm going to botch some names.
They are listening, and I am sorry. It's just like the German stuff. It's like, I'm sorry. So I'm going to say Shanklin Beach and south-facing Ventnor Beach, which is dotted with vintage beach huts. Dinosaur remains and fossils can be found in areas like Compton Bay and Yaverland Beach. On the island's western point, the Needles are three huge white chalk rocks guarded by a 19th century lighthouse. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's beautiful. They also have a Isle of Wight festival every year. It's a British music festival, which takes place annually in Newport on the Isle of Wight, England. It's originally a counterculture event held from 1968 to 1970. By the time we finish these podcasts, whenever that is, I will learn to talk.
Well,
and
you know,
read.
That's all right.
And count. And do math. Just simple math.
That's a lot of pressure on yourself.
That's a lot of pressure. And all my teachers.
Yeah, the rock festival. I thought that was cool. It said it was like the largest one at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or the second largest, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And then they did away with it, and then they brought it back, I believe, in 2018? I might be off.
Yeah, something
recently.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's neat that they...
Just in time for COVID.
Right.
To be taken away again.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, yeah, no, it's a neat place. I mean, I looked it up... I've heard maybe an episode or two of Isle of Wight, but it's been a while, so I kind of forgot about all the creepiness, but it's really known.
I've never listened to anything on it, and I've just,
Had you ever heard of it?
I have, yes.
Nate, did you ever hear of the Isle of Wight?
Mm-hmm.
Had you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat place. And I saw that it said it's been a popular destination since the Victorian times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, a place that people like to go and relax and... You know, vacation.
But it is also known as one of the most haunted island in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also known as Ghost Island.
Ghost Island.
Which is why we're talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought, you know me, I haven't done stats in a while.
Ooh, I like stats. I'm ready.
Because I always like to know, especially when there are islands, like what's the population? Mm-hmm. How big are these places? You know, because when you look at the pictures, I'm like, oh, it's a, yeah. It's
I'm a guess
like
there's
a 10
people on the island. 10 whole people.
11.
11. Thanks.
As of 2019, there were 11
people.
Plus about 100.
We're getting hate mail
for that
one.
So as of 2019, so just to give the listeners an idea how large this place is or small, 141,000, you know?
Yeah.
And established in 1890, and it's 146 square miles.
That's a packed island, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they got a lot going on there. But yeah, it is Ghost Island.
Ghost Island, yeah, I like that.
One of the most, or if not the most haunted place. So... If do you guys have? I've got some stories. I've got some Sean or Nate, if you want to start.
I was listening to some of the, I mean, there's everything from time slips or what we know as warps, you know, going through some, there were some interesting stories. This the couple that was going through the countryside and they saw these lights, they said, that they couldn't explain exactly what they were. And they came closer to them and they were almost like almost human, but not quite ghost-like figures that were floating. And they couldn't explain what the heck was going on, but they also felt very surreal as they passed through this particular area. And then as they came out, they said that they tried for years to figure out exactly what was going on, but all they could explain was it's one of these time slip areas, which I love that word. I think that's a really neat way to look at it. But there are places where there are floating heads, which we'll talk about a little bit more, disappearing and reappearing houses.
Is that a group? Oh, no, that's Talking
that
Heads.
That's Talking Heads, yeah. And that's also very English.
I knew there was something like
that's
that.
That's English in the 80s, yes. So you're right up my alley there. Disappearing and reappearing houses and ghost ships and ghost trains. So, yeah. I mean, they got it all on this island.
One of the stories that I like was they call it St. Catherine's Lighthouse Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Here, like I said, I know when we start getting to these stories, I'm going to botch at least the names of places. So I apologize, England. Located near the village of Niton, N-I-T-O-N, on the south of the Isle of Wight, said some of the spooky, creepy tales include this is interesting, ghost animal sightings, unexplained footsteps, and vanishing items. Not sure what that entails, but says the lighthouse was the scene of a tragedy when all three of the keepers at the time were on duty and they were killed by a bomb. By an enemy air raid during World War II. Mm-hmm. And said since then, it's said that a ghost still walks the tower of what is a fully automated lighthouse currently. So still active, just obviously automated.
There's a lot of World War II references and destruction.
So that's kind of creepy. And lighthouses are so cool anyway. So.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, we talked about how haunted they are anyway.
Yep. So, yeah. So if you guys have... I've got a number of stories here. So.
There's Ayrton, and I'm going to mess it up probably too, Manor. The 9th century building is said to house the spirit of Annabelle Lee, I know that word, who was thrown from its highest window. Legend has it that Ms. Lee was killed by her own brother after witnessing him suffocate their father.
Oh.
Ugh. So now she haunts the manor and is more active in the room from which she was thrown. So, and it's a beautiful manor. I mean, it's really beautiful.
These buildings are beautiful. They're neat.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So I encourage the listeners to Google Isle of Wight and check out all the buildings. And it's awesome. Got some neat, really, you know. Nate, you got anything, any story in particular? Or
I found this one. Get to it here. Of course, I picked the one where I'm going to have trouble pronouncing
Yes! I knew it. I love it. The suspense was killing me anyway.
It's tradition.
Oh. Yeah. Let's attempt.
Just attack it. Attack it. Go full bore.
A Abercrombie house?
I'm so glad you took
over. Oh, Abercrombie and Fitch. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's it.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, I saw that one. I'm like, no.
I'm glad you tackled that one. I know. I was going to have the same problem.
Go ahead, Nate. Good luck.
Yeah,
you'll get the hate mail.
Yeah, Abercrombie House, something like that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Abercrombie.
It's about 50 letters long.
I like it.
It's a house.
Traces the house or the history back to the 12th century. Monastery was founded on the site, and the building, which presently occupies the location, was not constructed until 1702. In its heyday, the manor was one of the most famous spots on the Isle of Wight. It was a testament to how far architecture had come and was the envy of all those who didn't dwell within its walls. The building was all but destroyed by German bombers during the Second World War. Though repairs have been carried out since the 1940s, the building is... a caricature of its former self. Remaining empty for much of the year, it seems to be a good only for ghost-obsessed tourists. The ghosts of the house vary It can be found all through the building. There's even a ghost or two to be found on the road leading up to the home. So you don't even have to get to the house before you start getting spooked.
I like that. Yeah.
It's more travelers,
more bang for your buck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Travelers bound for the house have reported being overtaken by an old-fashioned carriage being pulled along the gravel by speeding horses.
Now that sounds cool.
It leaves no tracks.
And scary.
And the horses leave no shoe prints. Once the witnesses arrive in the driveway of the house, the carriage, its horses, and its occupants are nowhere to be seen.
Ooh, that's wild.
Disappears. That'd be scary.
Yeah, it would.
The cellar is said to be the most active room in the home. Virtually everybody who has ventured inside has sustained the outlandish claims of the person who went before them. Shadow people, rather. Ooh, shadow dancers.
Nice. Shadow dancers.
Mm. Are frankly spotted in the cellar.
Now, what's
that? Yeah, twirling across the walls, unaware of the time which has elapsed since the last ball.
Oh, I know. I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Todd's thinking of being, that's what he wants to come back as a shadow dancer.
Yeah.
Todd, well, I've always wanted to aspire as a shadow dancer. That's what I'm, you didn't know I took shadow dancing lessons on Tuesday nights?
Yeah. I didn't know you were going to let everybody else.
I used to do shadow figures.
I knew, but yeah.
Here's my frog. Here's my, yeah. My,
they all look the same, right?
Yeah, I mean,
two clumps of
hands. You can't be a good shadow figure, though, story, especially in a cellar. Yeah. I love cellar.
Heck no. Well, because, I mean, you turn the lights on and it's gone.
Yeah.
Turn the lights off. There it is.
Mm. Lights on, lights off.
I see a lot of videos on Facebook that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people post up this thing. You see lights are off and you see the figure out in the hallway and you flip it on, it goes away and turn the lights off and it's closer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It scares the bejesus out of you, right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
And what was the name of that again? I'm kidding.
I am not saying it again.
I like that.
The apple.
As you noticed, as I was going through the notes, I referenced it as the house.
Forever known now as the house.
The A house.
The A house.
All the English are laughing at us right now, which they should.
Yeah.
Right now.
No, we're just.
I've had more word mess ups.
And if I heard somebody actually pronounce it correctly, then it's probably really easy. But just looking at all the letters, I'm just like, English is not my strong point, even though I speak the language.
I'm sure Google would probably pronounce it for us. But
yeah.
That's good. No, that's a good creepy story. What about you, Sean?
The Knighton Gorge Manor.
Mm.
Though the manor is no longer standing, tales of its nebulous image are still rife. People passing the grounds late at night have reported seeing the specter of the building itself return to a state contemporary eyes have seen only in paintings. In the 1700s, a member of Parliament, Tristram Dillington, is believed to have taken his own life in the building after suffering a heavy gambling loss. His valet hoisted his body onto a horse and drove it into a lake in order to preserve the manor's image. And each year on the anniversary of his death, the long departed rides through the grounds on, or see, the long departed rides through the grounds on a saturated mount. Whatever. I'm not sure what that last part means, but anyway, but this was the one that they were talking about where people see this manor. There's a party going on and people are dressed in like Victorian style.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go back and they're like, it's gone. They're like, that place hasn't been there for ages, you know? So
then they go and do the after party in the cellar at the other place.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. They have shadow dancers.
That's why. Yeah. Todd and his shadow dancers. Tiny dancer.
I'm your shadow dancer, dancing for money. My wife's like, when she ever hears this, if she does, she's gonna go.
When gosh. She's catching up, you know she is.
She's a tad behind. I got on her tonight, but that's all right. I still love her. Yeah. Anyway, still have more?
Yeah. I've got tons more. Karis,
I got one ready.
Karis Brook Castle. Am I stealing yours?
Nope.
Dating back to the Norman invasion, the castle is steeped in history and is not without its fair share of ghostly apparitions. Among those to haunt its grounds is a nameless gray lady seen walking in tandem with her husband and pack of hounds. That's cool.
Ooh.
The pair are believed to be the former owners of the manor and are joined by the spirit of Elizabeth Ruffin, a woman who died after falling into a well with no one around to answer her cries. Visitors have reported seeing Ms. Ruffin's floating face wailing in the night. And that's the floating heads I was talking about. Mm. Creepy.
Hmm. Not the talking heads.
Not the talking
heads. Maybe they're...
Although, this is cool.
Floating talking heads.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, mine is the Newport Ghost Train.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, I like the...
Can't be that. A good ghost train.
There's a ship and there's like a train and oh, I like it.
It says the Isle of Wight has a real steam railway. Still in operation. The train network is now limited to the east of the island, and no trains have run through the Isle of Wight's capital town of Newport since the last one rolled out of its station over 40 years ago. However, an old locomotive has been seen pulling three carriages heading towards the... What is this? I can't read my own writing. I said, pulling three carriages heading towards the corner. I don't know why I wrote there. Anyway, sorry, guys. Yeah, so they haven't had it for a while. But I guess they still have a real steam railway, but just...
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild. They said Gorgeous. it's also a disappearing, reappearing house, according to this article.
Right. I like that.
That's why. I mean, can you imagine that, though?
And it says they can see it on, in my notes, I think it's New Year's Eve is when a big crowd gathers to view that.
It says, okay, there are many ghost stories surrounding it, including long since removed gargoyles appearing on the gateposts. I remember hearing that one, too. And the ghost of a local MP who committed suicide in 1721 riding a ghostly horse on the anniversary of his death. We talked about that one. But by far the biggest draw for ghost tourists is the reappearing manor house, which regularly draws a crowd on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's cool.
So I think that would be kind of neat to see if it was able to be seen, the actual place, instead of just, yeah. I mean, everything else was... pretty good for what it has in it, but yeah, that's a good one. Nate, you got any more?
We have Ventnor Botanic Garden.
Mm.
The Ventnor Botanic Garden was founded in 1970 by noted horticultural nut Sir Harold Hiller. He donated it to the Isle of Wight Council. It's full of plants, trees from all around the world. The grounds on which the garden rests was once home to the Royal National Hospital for Diseases of the Chest. That is a mouthful.
It is.
The hospital opened its doors in the 19th century when respiratory issues still had a high mortality rate. The hospital was shut down in 1964 and demolished 5 years later, but the ghosts of the patients who met their ends there are said to still roam the grounds. Those visiting the gardens often shocked to see several men wandering around the garden, shivering and displaying the effects of tuberculosis. The disease ran rampant through the Great Britons, or in Great Britain, in the 1800s, unknown to the visitors. These are images from 100 years prior, being played out again and again before their very eyes. The disembodied moans and groans of dying patients are often heard on the grounds, as are fits of cough and crying. Strange smells are reported to pour from a nearby tunnel, which was used to remove medical waste from the hospital during its heyday.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's got some residual.
Yeah, it's definitely residual. Yeah.
I thought that was always an interesting, like, because I had never heard of that term, residual, and so it just plays. Yeah,
it's like stuck energy. Reenacting. Yeah.
Yeah, stuck energy. Yeah.
Just playing over, stuck energy, and, over and over again.
Yeah, you
just,
got one.
It's just like my life, you know. It's like Groundhog's Day, right?
Sean, permanent it's residual
over, and I'm just residual.
Here we go.
Over.
I know. I can.
Here
I,
he comes.
I can relate.
Do 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 do. No, I got. I wanted to talk about the one, the ghost ship.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the,
I like that.
The ghostly sightings of Portsmouth frigate that was lost in a snowstorm 140 years ago. The enormous rock topped by an anchor is the largest memorial in the cemetery. It ought to be for the event it commemorates. It marks one of the blackest days in the Royal Navy's history. For this giant piece of stone at the Halesar Naval Cemetery, Gosport remembers the 364 men of the HMS Ewerditch, which sank, I may be mispronouncing that, of course, which sank in a freak snowstorm off the Isle of Wight in 1878. The men might be long gone, but to some, their ships live on in the shape of a ghostly apparition, which has appeared regularly to sailors in the 140 years since it sank. This 26-gun frigate, under full sails, puts in fleeting appearances off Dun's Nose Point northeast of Ventnor. Here's all these words are coming up. The spot where she foundered on Sunday, March 24th, just a few nautical miles short of her destination in Portsmouth Harbor. This is the interesting part. The sinking was watched by three-year-old Winston Churchill, who was visiting the island with his nurse. Those who claim to have seen the ghost ship include Prince Edward, who glimpsed her while making a TV program in the 1990s, the 908-ton Ewerditch, I'm sure that's something else.
Ewerditch.
No, I'm a ditch. Was built in Portsmouth in 1843. This is getting really shaking around here. She left the city for her last fateful voyage on November 13th, 1877, under Captain Marcus Hare. It included a three-month tour of the West Indies, not Undies, and Bermuda.
Not Undies.
Well,
glad you clarified that.
Could be the Undies. I don't know.
It could be the Undies and the Indies.
I got to throw that joke in there every time I can.
This place has a lot of locations.
There's a lot for an island. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would love to visit there.
I wonder if there's pirate booty buried out on that island.
Pirate booty. In the Isle of Wight.
It says that I was reading a little bit more of that story. It says that there was a sudden squall and the blizzard, and that's what basically took them down. But it said they continued at full sail with their gun ports open before disappearing into the blizzard. And why she was sailing with their open gun ports has never been resolved. It says there were only two survivors. One of them was Captain Hare, ordered to sail, the sails to be taken in, and an order that proved impossible to obey because the snow was so thick it was impossible to see. The frigate was blown around and toppled onto her starboard side, and the freezing sea rushed in through the open gun ports. Most of the crew were trapped as she was sucked to the seabed. Oh, that would be awful. Those who managed to get into the water were pulled down with her when she sank. That's really sad. Hmm.
Oh, it is sad.
You know? So she went on her right side then, her starboard side.
Hmm.
Here's a crazy one.
Hmm.
Hare and Hound Pub.
Hare and Hound. I like the name of that.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, it's, I guess, on Down End Road in Newport. It is believed that a local woodcutter named Michael Moray was executed in 1737 for killing his grandson. He was hanged and left to rot in the gibbet and the beam that was used for his hanging can still be seen standing in the pub. A shadowy figure believed to be the ghost of Michael is seen walking around the village with an axe in his hand.
Oh, wow. What was the name of that pub again? I can't.
Hare and Hound.
I like that.
Pub.
Yeah. Hare and Hound. I like that.
Hare and Hound.
That's creepy.
Hare and Hound, that sounds very English, doesn't it?
And I'm losing my track of here, what we're doing. Golden Hill Fort, did we do that one?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
The Golden Hill Fort, Norton Green, freshwater. Okay. The Golden Hill Fort was originally used as an army barracks before it was converted to a residential building as it is currently. But it is quite astounding how many people can live in that building that is haunted by army men and sailors. One of these is the ghost of an army general who was murdered by his men, and he is regularly seen walking around the fort. His presence can be felt and also perceived by the stench of tobacco in the fort, as well as the unexplainable opening and closing of doors. So he was murdered by his own men. Must have been a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Well, a great leader.
I got an idea.
He's a real sweetheart.
Always thought that was that's another interesting, you know, when you smell like, you know, tobacco.
Yeah.
A perfume, that the smells of ghosts.
Smell the odors, yeah.
Yep. Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. You guys have any other hauntings that you see under the Isle of Wight?
I don't think so, but it is. I think it's really cool that it is just like the one of the most, it is the most haunted island in the world. I mean, that's pretty impressive in itself.
And it's a, you know, a vacation destination. So you're getting all kinds of.
Yeah.
Get everything, you know, if you're into this stuff. Oh, yeah.
Hey. I saw that.
Check it out.
A lot of the ghost tours, ghost walks and that kind of stuff, you know, they'll let you in. They'll take you into, like, not for the public areas of these places. And I mean, obviously, you're paying to go do a ghost tour. So
yeah.
There should be some extra amenity to it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, this place would be awesome.
It would be cool.
I'd like to go check it out, but it will never happen.
It's on our list.
Don't say that.
I'm just being honest.
It could be on our field trip. We have a list
that
of field
trips.
We're going over to Romania. We might as well.
After we go to Turda.
Turda.
Yeah. Turda in Romania.
We haven't said Turda in a while. Yeah.
We haven't. We've been saying Slenderman more. You know that. It took over.
Yeah. Slenderman.
Hey, Romania is coming up. I guarantee you it's coming up one of these days, and they're going to be like super excited when they start hearing Turda.
Turda.
They know all about us.
So yeah, when we
we'll bump up to
down the road
England,
when we're,
it's okay.
Yeah, right. What the heck, you know?
When we become paranormal experts and superstars, right?
I don't think I'm an expert in anything.
I don't think,
let alone a paranormal.
I don't think we're going to be allowed to be experts in. We are barely novices in the podcasting world, right?
Yeah,
we'll be the Scooby Doo.
Says who? Yeah, exactly. The Indiana Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo. Scooby
Doo. Ooh, Scrappy Doo.
I haven't even started drinking yet. So
I was
cut
saying,
me off.
I think those mints have some little concoction in there. Nate's been dipping in some.
Those are the wrong mints.
Scrooby.
Eat from this bag, not that bag.
Well, that was the Isle of Wight, creepies. I thought it was interesting.
That.
A lot of places, a lot of creepy
not
places.
Not the Wight you think
history,
it would be.
History.
Right? It is. There's a lot of history there.
Like, I've heard of it, but I'd never dwelled into all the hauntings and stuff. That's pretty impressive.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. That's all I got. I don't have anything else unless you
good.
Do.
That was a good 12.
That's easy. We're
hey, listen, he could pick on me. I've how many were like at least 52,000 words I messed up in these last couple episodes.
52,000. Yeah, not exactly. That I keep track.
Rain Man. Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, 52.
Kmart sucks.
Well, that's all we got. Nate, what do you think?
Well, if that's all we have right now. That's a wrap.
Oh, white now.
Bump-a-da-bump-bump. I like it.
And that's not a speech impediment. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to Mini 12, and we're out of here.
Later.
See ya.